This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to join us on the radio here live, Sunday edition. We're launching into the third hour, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, at Skype username LRN.FM with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to go right into your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, we'll actually play a voicemail from our voicemail system for people that can't actually call into the show live. First up, though, we've got Maricela. She's calling from North Carolina, and you're on Free Talk Live. Maricela.
Hi. I'm originally from Venezuela, and I still have people that I know there in relatives. So the problem with the all the regulation about the food is because you cannot find food anywhere. I mean, the grocery stores are totally empty. So whenever it's a truck with food, there is riots and people try to get it. So the people who are connected to the government, they basically fly to Florida to do groceries, to get the groceries and go back home. But everybody else is starving. I mean, people cannot find food. That's the situation. It's not that they don't have the money. It's that they don't have the food.
You said the people connected with government fly where?
To Florida. Or to Florida? United States and do get the groceries and go back home.
That seems like a long way to go. I mean, couldn't they just go to Colombia or, you know, Brazil or someplace a little closer?
Well, what happened is that apparently the people who are connected to the government, they have a lot of dollars. I mean, it's like the dollar from the government is like, I don't know, let's say 10 bolivars for dollars, whether the parallel dollar is like 800 bolivars for dollars. So the people connected to the government, they get the dollars and they come here in trouble and they get the stuff. But everybody else is starving. And yeah. I mean, that's the situation.
When was the last time you were there?
The last time I was there?
Yeah.
No, it was a while. It was, I don't know, probably 10 years. But you cannot go there because it's the insecurity. I mean, let me give you this example. Before I came here to United States, you can be stopped by a police. Like 10 years ago, you can be stopped by a police. And that happened to my brother-in-law. The police tried to rob his watch. The police.
Wow.
Robbed him.
And this was a decade ago.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. And about 4 or 5 years ago, the two divisions have to do barricades. So the police and the army cannot come and take the stuff, their stuff. So, I mean, it's totally crazy. But I know all that because I still have, you know, family there and friends there. So they always put the, you know, videos in Facebook. So you really know what's going on, even though the President Maduro, his job before being a president was a bus driver.
Right.
He was a bus driver. Yeah.
Well, now, what do you think's going to happen? I mean, you're in touch with family, friends who are still down there. Obviously, you've got a situation where Maduro recently was chased by an angry crowd in, I believe, the town of Margarita. And they were banging on pots and pans, yelling about how they're hungry. There are protests going on fairly regularly throughout the country of hungry people. I mean, what do you think's going to happen? Are they going to run him out of office? What's your best prediction as far as, you know, the next year in Venezuela?
Well, what happened is that the situation seems to be unsustainable and keep on going. Like the last 4 or 5 years, you think this cannot be continue the same and keep on going. So I guess that what has to happen is that the army turn against Maduro or something, because what happened, the people, the civilians, they don't have weapons or anything, so they always come and do manifestation and, you know, whatever. They come out to the street, but nothing happens. So that's the problem. I guess as far as there is some the government still have all the powers and even the all the arms. I mean, it's going to come to a place when the country is going to have to collapse. That's the only thing, because it has been like that for years. I mean, it's been like 70 years since Chavez took the government. So and we think, well, this cannot continue, and it still continue and continue. So,
so how likely... How likely do you think it is that the military would wind up having some coup to get rid of Maduro?
Well, I really, the problem is that because they control all the resources, so as far as they've been fed, and they, I guess when the army start to suffer in their own flesh, you know, if they start to have don't have the resources, then they're going to rise up.
So that would make sense, right? So if the military members are not receiving food, then at some point they may decide to go ahead and end Maduro's reign prematurely. Makes sense. Right. And in fact, we read a story, I think it was earlier this year, about some military members have been catching goats, or at the very least they caught a goat and slaughtered it because they didn't have enough food at their barracks. So purportedly that's already started to happen. But of course, Maduro's, you know, he's probably not stupid enough to purposefully starve his own troops. So likely, you know, they will continue to be fed when much of the country is starving. But eventually, if that starts to change, or if enough of the military men start seeing their families going hungry because they're just not, you know, they're not in good enough economic shape, then that may end up turning the tide. You know, well, hopefully you'll be right, Marisela, and hopefully you'll be right sooner rather than later. Was there more that you wanted to share about your knowledge of Venezuela tonight?
Well, that's basically all that you read is like that, and it's really, really basic. Because all the powers, I mean, the judicial, the presidency, all the powers are part of the government. There is no justice. There is no justice there. No, So if you, you know, kill somebody and you're part of the government, you're okay.
Right.
And if you, and if you do something that they don't like it, then you're violating the law that they dictated. So it's just, it's a very sad situation, and it cannot be sustained. But I don't know. It continues.
It is amazing how long they can, like you said, it's unsustainable, but they still continue to sustain it this long. I mean, it's on its last legs. And Marisela, may I ask how you're listening to the show tonight there in North Carolina?
Well, I was in my car, and I always hear this radio station, so I put it on.
Are you in Asheville? Are you in the Asheville area?
Yes. I'm
okay, cool. You're listening to WWNC. Thank you for the call tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank
Always
you.
Interesting to have to contact folks who are in the midst of it, or at the very least know people directly who are in the midst of a dire situation like that. So really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's really sad what's going on, but it's, you know, fascinating to look and comment. It's like that, you know, very, very slow motion train wreck.
Yep, and there's, you know, there are things to be learned from this, so hopefully people can take away some lessons that, oh, I don't know, socialism doesn't work, centralized command and control economies fail, you know, price restrictions fail, government, you know, mandated exchange rates fail. There's all kinds of examples of how government control fails in this whole situation, and we'll continue to watch it. We'll continue to update you as time goes on. Let's go to Rusty. He's calling us from Jasper, Texas. Listening online. Hello, Rusty. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy, guys. I'm calling in. Just want to give you an update kind of on Texas Independence. 306,000 people have signed the pledge so far online. Out of that, there's roughly 5,000 people who have volunteered. Out of that, there's probably 400 team leaders in different parts of the state. And on October 22nd, we plan to go to each of our state reps and state senators' offices and lobby for Texas Independence.
So you have a petition with hundreds of thousands of signatures. You're going to go to the state representatives, and what are you going to ask them to do?
Well, support independence, allow a referendum, a fair referendum where the people of Texas can have their voices heard.
Now, would this referendum be on the general election ballot, or would it be on the Republican primary ballot again, like they tried a couple years ago?
Well, we had hoped to have it on the general, but the current way would probably be to go through the primary. I think we're going to try both approaches, whichever one works, as long as we can at least have our voices heard in some meaningful way. The Republican Party in Texas is the largest party out here.
Hold that thought, Rusty. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We are talking about independence, secession. We've got Rusty on the line in Texas. We're going to get back to him here in a moment. He's given us an update on the Texas independence movement. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have a way for you to get the stuff you're looking for from Amazon and help Free Talk Live at the same time. The way you do that is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the link you will find there, or links, rather. There's one for the Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and another for Amazon US. So you click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Normally, all the profits would go to Amazon, but they cut us a portion of them for sending them the business when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Rusty listening in Texas. Rusty, you said that the Texas independence movement there has collected, what was it, 300,000 signatures?
306. It went up. It was at 294, I think, roughly 3 weeks, maybe a month ago. So,
and what's the goal of the signatures? Is it to get something on a ballot, or is it to just persuade the state representatives to put something forward?
Well, it's partially both. It identifies people who are supporters, so when the referendum does come around, we can contact them again and reach out and, you know, mobilize them and get them involved in having a yes vote. Uh-huh. The whole October 22nd going to your state rep's office was actually inspired by State Representative Dade Fellin, District 21, out of kind of the Beaumont area. He was asked back in July if he would, you know, allow a referendum, and he said, well, if there was a if I heard from my voters and I knew there was support for it, I would back it. So we're going to show them that people in their districts do support independence. It's not a figment of anyone's imagination. It's
right.
It's a real movement. A lot of people move down here and they don't think, you know, independence is a real issue. And it is. We have, you know, 306,000 signatures, multiple team leaders, over 5,000 people have signed up to volunteer.
It's a huge organization. I mean, that's the most impressive secession movement out there, hands down. Now, which movement are you a part of? Because I know there's more than one Texas secessionist group.
I personally, through the activism, I go with the TNM.org. Are those
Texas Nationalists?
Yes. I have been going to Republic of Texas meetings, but they're a little different flavor. There's a lot of debate in them whether Texas was ever lawfully admitted into the U.S.
The Republic of Texas folks say it never was lawfully admitted to the U.S., as I understand it, and they are basically saying we're not seceding because we never really joined in the first place. Now, what's the difference between them and the Texas Nationalist Movement?
The Texas Nationalist Movement doesn't necessarily acknowledge that we're part of the U.S., but we understand that for us to regain our independence or assert it is probably going to be through a referendum process. That's my understanding. They're, on their website, it even mentions that there's, you know, discrepancies whether we were ever lawfully admitted. But the fact is the federal government's here right now. U.S. forces are here. The only way to peacefully do independence is through a referendum. The Republic of Texas, they have their own president, their own senators, their own representatives throughout the state. And they have different state districts, but they're kind of have their own government that they say is the legitimate government of the nation of the Republic of Texas.
Now, didn't some of the people from the Republic of Texas get into some legal trouble a few years ago for issuing what the federal agents said were false subpoenas?
Yeah, it was. I think that was around Valentine's Day because we were supposed to go to that meeting, but because it was close to Valentine's, we didn't go. But yeah, they were raided. They apparently were sending out you know, summonses saying we need you to come to our court system to handle X issues, and they kind of send out frivolous things like that. And a judge got ticked and raided them. They confiscated everyone's IDs, took their names down, all that type of stuff. Whether it was warranted, I don't know. I think it was a little excessive. I think the judges got ticked off and said, "Well, we're gonna put a stop to this now."
Well, the government doesn't like it when you sort of compete with them. I mean, the Republic of Texas wasn't in that instance they weren't pretending to be the government courts. They were, hey, we've got our own courts, and we're you know, telling you to come show up for this hearing or whatever. That's different than masquerading as though you are the actual state courts.
Right. No, they were saying that they were the official courts of the Republic of Texas.
Which
so
is
they were
statement.
Trying to be a government.
Yeah.
Competing with the federal government or
the state government.
Of Texas
right.
government. So they
don't like competition.
Right, but it would be different from me saying, you know, the Private Arbitration Society is hereby summoning to attend the private court.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, Rusty, thank you for the continued updates on the Texas secessionist movement. I hope that someday here in New Hampshire we can have that as popular of a movement. And you know, I'd be happy with competing secessionist movements here as well. Thank
yes.
you, Rusty. Appreciate it, man. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Daryl, you have been named as voted unanimously, by the way,
not
with the
unanimous.
Exception of your own vote, because you did not vote for yourself. You voted for none of the above.
Correct.
But
thus making the election not unanimous.
Well, you're splitting hairs there with that one. Everyone else besides you unanimously voted for you to be the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, or the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire,
LPNH.
Which means that the chairman and now the vice chairman, Roger Paxton, are two well-known pro-secession, pro-independence individuals
yes.
heading up the Libertarian Party. I think that is very exciting news, not just for the LP, because it's been floundering here for many years in New Hampshire, but also exciting news for the secessionist movement.
Arguably for a couple of decades.
Floundering for decades, you mean?
Because it was in the 1990s, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire actually had state reps
right.
in the legislature elected as libertarians. In 1997, the legislature colluded to change how a party was considered to be recognized as a party, increased the vote threshold from 3% to 4%, and added U.S. Senate. And initially they said, libertarians, don't worry, you'll still be on the ballot because your Senate candidate got 4%, even though that wasn't the law at the time. And then, you know, after the what they call the Committee of Conference, presto change-o, libertarians, you're off the ballot because we decide you are, and Libertarian Party has been struggling to get ballot access ever since.
Right, and a lot of the people who've moved here for, like, the Free State Project or Shire Society, many of them have chosen to not work with the Libertarian Party just because it barely has existed since then, and they've just
right.
kind of been like, yeah, why do I want to bother, you know, building this thing from the ground up when I could just infiltrate the Republican or Democratic parties? So hopefully we'll see, you know, some fresh life breathed into the Libertarian Party here.
Yes, and, that's the plan.
And see it become an actual attraction and another reason to move to New Hampshire and an actual competitor to the Big Two. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here. 855-450-3733. More of your calls coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here live Sunday edition, continuing with Ian
and Daryl.
Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to invite you to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. And you can watch the movie for free there. It's an hour-long documentary film, and it is packed full of some of the most persuasive reasons why this is the place that you should be if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-minded anarchist. If you care about freedom and you understand what it really means to be free, then this is the place for you. Because gathering large numbers of liberty-minded people and putting them in the same geographic area makes wonderful things possible. We were out doing some cop blocking and Know Your Rights outreach last night here in Little Keene, New Hampshire. And we had like five or six people out there on the streets in, I think, about 2 hours or 2 or 3 hours prior to I posted a message on one of our chat groups here in town asking if anybody wanted to go out with me, and a bunch of people said yes, so it was great. We went out there, hit the streets, and gave some of the college students information about their rights, how to stand up to police abuse. And, of course, as always, the college students are very receptive to that. Many of them do not know their rights, but they want to. And so that's one of the myriad of projects going on. Daryl's working within the Libertarian Party. We've got a fairly vibrant secessionist scene. There's going to be some upcoming NH exit protest / demonstration events here in the upcoming month of October. Those are already being scheduled. So secession is on the table for discussion here in New Hampshire. And, you know, God has blessed the folks down there in Texas. I hope they can have success with whatever it is they're trying to do in getting the ideas out, secession out there. And, you know, it's definitely something to look towards to, you know, possibly inspire some of the folks here in New Hampshire and across the country, because people need to talk about this. They need to talk about ending the United States. This experiment has been a failure. The United States, you know, might have been founded with some good ideas, but ultimately has become one of the most oppressive nations in the world, around the globe. And I personally don't want anything to do with them. So hopefully we'll see secession sooner rather than later. Let's go to your phone calls and your thoughts. We got Tommy listening in New Jersey via TuneIn. Hello, Tommy.
How you doing?
Hey,
this
go ahead.
I'm going to structure this for you so you can really understand it. When you go into a court in the United States, you have the right to ask the court to take judicial notice. Do you know what that is?
I've heard it used in traffic ticket trials where the police officer will ask the judge to take judicial notice that such and such road is a way in the state of New Hampshire. And the judge will always take judicial notice of this. And if you try to challenge the judicial notice, they'll say, oh, sorry, you have to do that at least 2 weeks in advance. Or
you have to file a motion to object to this and then bring up reasons why it's not.
Right. Okay. That doesn't really explain what judicial notice is, though. So could you explain that?
Yeah. It's much deeper. What it is when the court refuses judicial notice, without it, the judge is, it's theater. He's not in a legal standing. There's no way you could get the court to be accountable, even if something is so stated by statute. The judge is just going to go to arbitration, because you cannot go to a trial in the United States anymore where you actually subpoena with evidence, no matter what you have. You, as a plaintiff or defendant, can never get a jury anymore unless a criminal charge has been put against you. So this is called mandatory arbitration. Every contract in the United States has a little clause. Every contract disputed is mandatory arbitration.
So when you answer the question about what is judicial notice, you just went on to talk about something else.
It means the court could just be a referee. It's not a legal court proceeding where
that's not what the term judicial notice means. The term judicial notice has a legal meaning, and I actually have it in front of me.
From what source?
From Cornell University of Law, where they actually have the U.S. Code. When a court takes notice, they may take judicial notice on its own or must take judicial notice if a party requests it. They do this if the fact is not subject to reasonable dispute because it is generally known within the trial court's territorial jurisdiction or can be accurately and readily determined from sources whose accuracy cannot be questioned.
That's an alibi. That is the court's alibi. They create a theater out of a United States court. You cannot bring a public defender in a domestic violence courtroom because it's called a family court. Yet under the Equal Protection Clause of the United States, you have the right to be represented by counsel in any court in the United States. You cannot make that judicial notice in that courtroom because that judge is functioning in a military tribunal.
Okay, so what you're saying here, Tommy, is that the rules don't apply in the way that you believe that they should, right?
No, the Constitution says you have the right to be represented by counsel in any court in the United States.
So what you're saying, though, is in family court, the public defender will not represent you. So you're saying
that
the Constitution says one thing, but the courts do another thing.
Well, the courts have twisted what the Constitution says.
Hold on. Just because you're not allowed to have a public defender in a certain type of trial does not mean that you're not allowed to have legal representation. It just means that the taxpayers aren't going to pay for your legal representation in certain cases.
Well, what is a trial? Isn't a trial a jury? If the judge is the trial, that is a military tribunal. That is, it's no different than the...
Tommy, I got to say, I share a lot of your concerns with the court system. I mean, they don't follow their own rules. They don't follow the Constitution. They just do whatever it is that they want to do. Unfortunately, making objections of this sort in court, as you probably know, will get you absolutely nowhere as well. So what do you suggest people do about all this?
I'll tell you what. We've got to put back into the courts public defenders, because when you're charged...
They suck. Public defenders are generally awful. Why would you want to saddle somebody with one of them?
Well, we live in an accusatorial form of law. You have the right to stand before your accuser. So when you know the law and you tell that judge, I make a motion to stand before my accuser. If he can't bring in the accuser, the case is dismissed. And if I can't make a court take judicial notice, I cannot hold the judge accountable for him creating a fascist court, because he's got to be accountable.
No, you can't hold him accountable.
The law.
You're right, though. I mean, a lot of it's pretty esoteric, what you're saying here, Tommy. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But ultimately, they just don't follow their own rules, and you can't hold the judge accountable. So he's right about that. You can't hold them accountable beyond, you know, reporting to people what they do. You can show people the way things are in court, which is a, you know, stacked deck against the defendant every single time.
There are some places where judges are elected, so there's a slight chance.
Okay.
Very, 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 very slight chance that they could be held accountable by being, you know,
they could be thrown out of office, and then another a-hole will replace them, another power-mongering freak.
Yes.
855-450-FREE. Join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you join us now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl's website, libertylobby.xyz. You can contribute to his upcoming lobbying efforts in the state of New Hampshire, where he'll be arguing for freedom on a principled basis in front of these politicians, and hopefully can raise enough money to make it worth his while to go up there. And you've got, 15% towards your goal?
Actually at just over 20% now. I've had a couple nice boosts. Donations come in the last couple of days. A couple recurring donations coming in.
Sweet. So head
plus
on over.
A few one time.
LibertyLobby.xyz to get behind Daryl's efforts. Let's go to David. He is in New Mexico on via Skype. Hello, David. David, in New Mexico, via Skype.
Maybe he just wants to hear us say Nuevo México.
Well, maybe the connection went bad because I see the little... Skype gives you a little connection indicator thing, and it's yellow. Yellow is not as bad as red, but sometimes it means that it doesn't work at all. Anyway, let's
yellow
play...
Yellow means speed up really fast. That way you get through the intersection. And then you annoy Sarah.
Let's go to the recorded call, however, that we do have from our...
I've not heard this yet.
Voicemail system.
I'm
surprised, because you seem to be keeping up to date on these recorded calls fairly effectively. But I'll play it back for you here, and we'll see if you've heard it before. This guy is not so happy with us. And here it is.
And I'd like to know why you and the Free State Project and Shire don't consider yourselves invaders. You're so down on America, but you guys are moving there and recruiting people there just to take over that state. How is that fair? You guys are invaders of a free state.
All right. There's a little bit more to this, but he's accusing us of being invaders of New Hampshire because we've moved here with the intention of working towards more freedom. Any response?
I'm trying to figure out, because he says that we're being hypocrites because we're not fans of the United States government, but we want to make a state more free. I'm trying to figure out how that's hypocritical.
Maybe because the U.S. government is invading other countries and under the auspices of...
Okay, well, we're not using guns to come in. Now, certainly, there are people that have some guns, but they're not going around shooting people randomly. They're not flying, you know, remote control airplanes and dropping bombs on people. If it is an invasion, it's the most peaceful invasion I've ever seen.
Let me continue here.
And you want to change things your way? And with the eventuality of becoming seceding from the Union, I think you guys are worse than the United States government. You weren't invited there. You moved there, and you're planning on taking it over.
Actually, we were invited here.
Right.
Governor Craig Benson
at the time,
2003, then governor, said, "I welcome the Free Staters." That sounds like an invitation to me.
How many invitations do you need to be considered invited? Because that's one, and there are others who are in New Hampshire who have also said they appreciate the fact that libertarians and voluntarists are moving here from all around the globe to basically back them up. And one thing's for sure, look, I don't know who that caller was. I didn't catch his name, but we can't take over New Hampshire. Okay, the Free State Project, of which I'm not a member, I'm with the Shire Society, but we don't know how many Shire Society people there are because there's no tracking of the Shire Society. But with the Free State Project, at least, there are 20,000 participants. Most of them, you know, we don't even know if they're going to show up. Let's say 5 to 10,000 of them actually show up. So you're talking about several thousand libertarian activists. And, of course, within that spectrum, you're going to see people who are busier than others with activism.
Also, in addition to whatever number winds up moving, you have the liberty lovers that are in the state that might be friends of the Free State Project. And then you've got the people that just like liberty that don't want to sign up for anything.
Right.
So
there's several thousand, but ultimately not enough to win an election, not enough to take over anything by any means, whether it's by the ballot box or the cartridge box or whatever.
Right.
You're talking about a state with 1.3, 1.4 million people in it. 20,000 is nothing.
If there were 1,000 more, liberty-leaning people in New Hampshire that voted in the Republican primary, there would be a pretty good Republican gubernatorial candidate. Plus, we've got
there was a close election, is what you're
saying.
Right,
he lost by right around 1,000 votes.
Lost the primary, and it was darn close.
About 1,000 votes. We've got a Libertarian candidate on the ballot that, if he can wind up getting about half as many votes as what the Republican got in the primary, would give the Libertarians ballot access so that we don't have to spend upwards of $10,000 and hundreds of man hours collecting petitions to get our candidates on the ballot in 2 years.
Right.
So, a couple thousand people, you might not wind up winning everything. You might not, get everything you want anytime soon, but you could make things a hell of a lot easier for people.
It could tip the scales, as you were pointing out, in some elections. The number of liberty activists here could be enough to make a difference in an election. But what's more important is they're working on various different projects.
Yes.
Those 20,000 people aren't all doing the same thing, or the several thousand that we have so far aren't all doing the same exact thing. They're all focusing in different areas that they think they'll be the most effective, or on the issues that they think are the most important to them. And it's that sort of that unorganized, decentralized sort of activism that's happening is the real strength of what's happening here. And the more success we have, the more successful we'll be, because we can easily advertise, hey, look, You know, we've actually got libertarians elected here. Okay, they may not be calling themselves libertarians. They're calling themselves Republicans and Democrats at this point, but they're winning election. Amanda Bolden, great example.
Yes.
She is a Democrat, one of the Liberty Democrats here in New Hampshire. She's a Free State Project early mover. We've interviewed her a number of times. She actually runs a charity that feeds people during the Thanksgiving season. And she got elected a couple of years ago for her first term. She's about to wrap up her first term and ran for re-election. And the Democrats, the official party Democrats, fielded a major campaign against her, trying to out her as a Free State Project participant.
And she was the top vote-getter in her district in the primary.
Right. So despite the huge outpouring of attack against Amanda Bolden, she ended up getting the number one vote in her primary anyway. Does that mean she'll go on to win the election? We don't know.
Well, but it's a very heavily Democratic district.
Good chance.
And I don't think there's any Republicans running in the general.
Really? So she's won then, basically.
I believe so. I will need to double check that. But I believe she is unopposed. Or if she's not, it's just, you know, opposition on its face. That's not really opposition.
Right. And she helped pass the bill that actually legalized the possession
Narcan,
of Narcan.
As well as the 911 immunity bill.
Correct. Meaning that somebody who calls 911 on a friend who's done an overdose of something, if the police show up, the person who called 911 cannot be arrested necessarily for like a possession charge or something like that.
Correct.
And then, of course, Narcan is the emergency administrable nasal whatever it is that basically overrides a heroin overdose for a time period and helps
any
save lives.
Opiate overdose, but generally used for heroin.
Right, so it can help save lives. So she was behind those bills. I mean, she's made a big mark, I would say, positively in her first term. And the voters, at the very least, acknowledge that by giving her the number one position at the primary. So we're having a tremendous level of success here, but it's not a takeover. You can't take over a state with a few thousand people. What you can do is influence the political process. You can create different organizations that can encourage the state representatives to vote for more freedom, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does on a regular basis. So we're excited about things that are happening here, and they just keep getting better as more people come here. And you know what? If you don't like it, you are free to leave, because that's what they've been saying to us for a long time. Hey, if you don't like it, leave. Well, that's what we did. I left Florida. Daryl, you left Texas, I believe,
yes,
at the time before you moved up here. And here we are now. David in New Mexico, I'm going to give you another shot here. Can you hear us this time?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, but we're short on time. I apologize about the connection before. Go ahead. Maybe you got like 20 seconds.
Oh, well, you're on the air in Asheville on Sundays, apparently. Anybody at Warren Wilson College, tell my daughter, India Orman, to answer my email. Thanks.
And, well, generally we aren't used for messaging services here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well,
but
we only had 20 seconds, so that was the best use of 20
seconds. Yeah, that's a new one. You kept it short. I appreciate that. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yep.
Asheville, great station, WWNC. Great to be on there. Of course, we're also on 170 so other stations across the United States. If you're hearing us on the radio and you like what you hear, call the program director of your local talk station and tell him thanks or her thanks for airing Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.